Whereabouts might these weapons have come from?
As an old biker, with the connections I had in the past before Islam, I knew that always Albanians were, it was the place to get AK-47s and other weapons. After becoming a Muslim, I met hundreds and hundreds of them, Albanians, Kosovans, and also Bosnians inside Saudi Arabia. I met them in Yemen, and I met them in Europe. The ones I met in Europe, and including Denmark, actually travels every year to Albania and Kosovo to do training. And what they do, they buy the Kalashnikovs and they go hunting. So it's quite available in those markets. And we also know as a fact, many of those people have now linked up with Al-Qaeda, or they are linked up with ISIS in Syria and also in Iraq. I believe strongly that if you are using an RPG, a rocket launcher, and you're using this ammunition and this kind of weapons, most likely you bought it from those places.
Is it possible that these are people who have been to Syria and Iraq and they bought the weapons back from the battlefield?
It's too far. There's too much control of those who travel back. Anyone who travels back from Syria is being monitored. They wouldn't travel with any weapons on them, because that will, it would just prove the intentions. Now, these people, as we have seen today, have obviously been sent back from somewhere. Either it's AQAP in Yemen, or it could be from ISIS in Iraq. And there's no way they would have been sent back with weapons in the hand to expose that they had those intentions or hidden agendas. So where they got the weapons from is within Europe, and the places where you were close to the parts that we live in, it will be Albania.
So how would the weapons have ended up in Paris? Would these people have gone to the marketplaces in the Balkans to get them, or would the gun runners have come to Paris?
You can buy these weapons and RPGs freely, not freely, but easily. They are easily accessible in Albania, Kosovo, and Bosnia. Most likely, these weapons have been delivered into Europe, into the EU, so the prices will be higher in prices than and more costly than the ones you buy when they're over there. And I don't think that these people would take the chances to smuggle them in themselves. As much as you can smuggle human trafficking, you can also smuggle weapons.
There are some suggestions that these gunmen were from Al-Qaeda in Yemen, and that's an area that you know quite well. What are these people like?
I know there is a huge competition in between ISIS and AQAP and Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda is now losing a lot of supporters because that ISIS is gaining in power, in money, in fame. So because of that competition, I can accept the idea that they probably could be responsible. But time will show us. Time will show us. So sooner or later, one of these two organizations or spokespeople will go public, and they will tell us who have done it.